Freddie Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you on out. Thank you for being here. I'm excited that you're here. You're joining me on the journey, and we're doing this together. Doing this together in any weather, rain, sleet, hail, snow, you know this podcast going to be with your bro. So come on down and listen to the real good sound. Hey, I share bite-sized wisdom from the world's most influential and impactful people with the hopes that it will inspire you to go out and do the same. And I don't mean the same as in doing what they did. I want you to do you, baby. I want you to be unique. You know why? Because they only made one of you. You only got the DNA that you got, and ain't nobody else like you. That's what makes you special, baby. Now, today we are talking about getting that rest. Getting that sleep. Because you know why? I don't know about you, but I haven't been doing good in the sleep area. I've been going to the gym. I've been doing the work, but I just like feel like, man, I'm drained at the end of the day. Do you ever feel drained? Like you're just kind of in this daze at the end of the day, and you're like, I don't know what happened. I don't know where the time went. You know, that's not good. We got to get better. And who better of a person to, lead us down this path and exemplify this than Arianna Huffington. That's right. The quote today comes from Arianna Huffington. She is the former co-founder and editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post, which was acquired by AOL for a cool $315 million. Can a brother get a loan? Her latest book, The Sleep Revolution, Transforming Your Life One Night at a Time, asserts that our cultural dismissal of sleep as a waste of time compromises our health, our decision-making, and undermines our work lives, personal lives, and sex lives. Ouch. And here is what she has to say. We take better care of our smartphones than we do ourselves. The phones are always charged. Huh. Damn. Isn't that true? Because whenever your phone's dying, guess what? You run into the outlet to charge that bad boy. You will go back home. You will turn around if you forgot your charger. But what about charging you up? When's the last time you took a vacation? When's the last time you just slept in? When's the last time you woke up without an alarm? Ooh, that one hits close to home to me. It's been a while since I didn't wake up with an alarm clock buzzing in my ear. How does that make you feel, by the way? Does it make you feel like a robot? That you're being summoned out of your resting state to get up and get going with the day? I don't know about you, but that kind of makes me feel like I'm controlled, and I don't like being controlled. I'm an Aries, baby. The Aries don't like that. So how do we fix this, right? How do we take better care of ourselves? More self-care. I think first is recognizing that, you know, there's an issue there, right? If you're not getting sleep, you need to be honest with yourself and say, hey, like, I'm not getting sleep. I need to maybe turn off the devices. I know for me, I've been setting an alarm to go to bed. A go-to-bed alarm. Funny, I go to bed to an alarm. I wake up to an alarm. Also, maximizing my workday. I think a lot of time I feel that if I crush my workday and I work really hard, I don't have a problem, you know, saying, all right, I'm done. But if I kind of goof off or if I'm on social media playing around, you know, I kind of feel like, all right, you know, 3 o'clock's come. I haven't really got much done. Now I need to, you know, buckle down. And then that's when that kind of spills over into the time that I need for myself. But my cell phone, I always stay charged. Isn't that interesting? If you want to get your quote on the podcast, hit me right now, 833-LAX-FAMOUS. Actually, don't call that number. We don't use that number no more. We just use social media. So hit me on IG or Twitter. You can find me at Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-W-E-L. And I hope you stay well, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow. Same podcast time, same podcast channel. Peace.